It is a peculiar word, Jazz. Its illegitimate origins lost in the murky brothels where it was conceived and birthed. But many observers have told us that jazz used to mean sex. And maybe it needs to go back to meaning sex, to being identified with coitus and copulation. Hypercreativity, fecundity, and birth. Ultimately, perhaps it is good that the people abandoned jazz, replaced it with musical products better suited to capitalism's designs. Now jazz jumps up like Lazarus, if we allow it, to rediscover itself as a living music, a subversive sutra of inner movement, fertility, tension, and release. Released now from the prison bars of metrical stability and the black and white keys of chromatic incarceration, swing becomes a quantum oscillation of invention. An expedition into chapters of black history that did not survive the fires at Alexandria. A journey into black futures that have not been lived and will not be realized unless and until we can dive into Willie Dixon's spoonful and bathe ourselves in that jazz. Pour it into our scalps, massage it into our aching joints, paint it across the soles of our feet, and then we can dance the juba in the new Conkle Square that Sonny has built for us between the rings of Saturn, between C sharp and B natural. Be natural. Be natural.
Thank you. Yes, the glorious sun waves. Spout with a Z. S-Z-U-N. And that was the part of the epic opener to the fourth world. Welcome back to another week. And this week we have something of an exploration of the far fringes of what you could call jazz. We're going to see how far we can take it. Something like space junk jazz. Some sort of outer space exploration. We started off with a little, just a little intro speaking about jazz. That was from Moore Mother's 2022 album called Jazz Codes. And that was featuring Thomas Stanley and Irreversible Entanglements on the chops, on the instruments. And Sunwaves, if you don't know, that was a little track called Constellation. And Sunwaves is a group from Australia. Well, there is Australian musicians in there. There's, I'm completely wrong. I take that back. There is one, no, I'm not completely wrong. There's one Australian musician, Lawrence Pike. He's a drummer. He's out of Bean and Pivot, Triosk. And there's Luke Abbott, who is a British producer, musician, well regarded in his own right. All these three musicians are. And then there's Jack Wiley from Portico Quartet, who makes some pretty interesting jazz also. So that was Sunwaves. As I said, we're going to have a bit of a jazz-influenced show. By all means, not traditional jazz, because that's kind of the thing that I do. I tend to go for the sort of unconventional interpretations of a thing, sort of unorthodox expression of that sort of stylistic convention. See how far we can take it. See how used and abused it can get. And normally it's a sort of a mix of homage and piss take, these songs. People have a sense of humour, don't they? They're sort of respectfully irreverent attitude. That's kind of what I like. And that's what we're going for. So without much further ado, I won't chew your ear off. But if you didn't realise, you're listening to Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM. And this is The Fourth World. I'm Louis. Going to be your host through till about 7:20 roundabout. And if you want to give us a call at the studio, 825-0268, give it a whirl. And you can listen to this episode and all the previous episodes on Raglan Community Radio website, which is raglanradio.com, and you can stream live as well. Now those formalities are out of the way, we'll begin on with the music. Coming up next is a little track with a very evocative, emotional title of Repurposing 1DLW, and that is by Peter Eld, Christopher Dell, and who else have we got there? A bunch of musicians, mainly Peter Eld. It's off his album, but yeah, we'll get into that. This track, it's a pretty wonky track, but it's a fun track, so see what you think. This is The Fourth World, 98.1 FM, Raglan Community Radio. Thank you. And that was The Crow by DJ Food. You're listening to Raglan Community Radio. This is The Fourth World. I'm Louis. I'm going to be taking you through till about 7:20. And yeah, that was a nice little track. That almost sounded like a closing track, but no, we still have plenty more good stuff for you. But yeah, if you don't know, DJ Food is a collaboration. It's made up of Cold Cut, which is a duo, a legendary duo that are deeply embedded in Ninja Tune and that history of that sort of element of music. They're sort of beat sample kind of cut master beat turntablist wizards, something along those lines. And then there's paired with Patrick Carpenter and Strictly Kev, and that makes DJ Food. And before that we had a track by a band called Lalipuna, which is a German band, made up of, well, it was originally a woman called Valerie Trebeljahr, probably saying that wrong, but she was a Korean-born German woman, and she brought together a bunch of musicians, some from the pretty great bands, the Notwists and the group Tide and Tickle Trio, and they put out some pretty spectacular albums. They were some of my favourite albums about 15, 20 years ago, long time ago, but still sound very current and haven't dated too badly, haven't kind of lost their freshness. But yeah, as if you didn't tune in earlier, it's a bit of a sort of jazz inspired show, loosely, vaguely. It's always loosely and vaguely on this show. To be honest, I have to admit that up until about 6 or 7 years ago, if you'd asked me if I like jazz, I might have said no. But yeah, luckily I've had some influential people in my life who have opened my eyes to certain things, and jazz was one of them. And now it's just a staple for me, because it's such an all-pervasive kind of subtle influence right throughout the whole of music. So yeah, it'll probably be another regular installment, I'd say, some form of jazz. But I won't go on about that. So this is The Fourth World. This is Raglan Community Radio. If you want to call up, you can call the studio on 825-0268. Give me a bell. Have a chat. I don't mind. I'm just sitting here playing tunes. And up next is we're going to get a bit more heavy, a bit more intense, a bit less laid back. We have a tune called Heroin Roof by a guy called Dim Light off his album Grim Reality. Hope you enjoy this tune. You're listening to Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM. a bit too slow there. Either way, you're listening to the Fourth World Raglan Community Radio. That was a nice mellow little tune, but with some bumpy kick and drums and bass. That was a track by Yusef Kamal. It was supposed to be earlier in the set, but I'm kind of messing up my sequencing tonight. But anyway, Yusef Kamal is a British duo made up of, funnily enough, Yusef Days and Kamal Williams. But the funny thing is actually there's a very amazing, legendary Egyptian jazz musician, and his name is Kamal Yusef, and I just think that's pretty cool. Obviously, their parents were maybe their parents were jazz enthusiasts, or maybe it's just a super common name in Arabic worlds. But either way, they're British duo, and that was a track called Yo Chavez. If you like any of these tracks, as always, I do post in the description underneath the upload or the podcast version online. I always post a link to a Spotify playlist with all the tracks in sequence, so you can find any that you like, if you happen to like any of them, that is. And you can find that on raglanradio.com. You can also stream live there and check out all the other shows, so check it out. If you want to call the station, by all means, 825-0268. Shoot the breeze, have a chat, whatever. Tell me to get off the airwaves and stop playing all this Jungle Bunny music or something. But yeah, give me a call. That's cool. This next track, actually no, I should tell you what we've been listening to. Before Yusef Kamal, we heard a little track that got a pretty loose at the end, to be honest. And that was a track called Waxwork by Ishmael Ensemble. And that, actually, I forgot to say earlier, that was one of two requests for a very good friend of mine, Mr. Matthew Forrest. He is, he's sort of like, he's always here in spirit with me on doing the radio show. Half of the tunes come from him, more than half probably. But either way, that was a little request by him. That was Waxwork by Ishmael Ensemble, which is a project by the producer and saxophonist Pete Cunningham, British group. Very, very cool stuff. And before that was a track by an American, so over the Atlantic we go, and that was a track by a guy called Shigeto, and that was called Detroit Part 1. He's actually a drummer come producer, and yeah, has a few nice tunes there. Before that was a track by Dimlight Heroin Roof. He's another drummer, actually. Yes, I won't rabbit on. This is the Fourth World. Let's get back to the music. I'm going to play a little vocal sort of snippet by a guy who I really like. I just like listening to his voice much more than my own. But his name is Gil Scott Heron. And it's just him talking about jazz, and I think it's quite relevant, as this show is vaguely sort of influenced by jazz, or, you know, the subtle permutations of jazz and out into the cosmos of the musical world anyway. And yeah, so this was a little interlude by Gil Scott Heron, and it was off the album, I think his last album, which was called I'm New Here. Yes, this is Gil Scott here, and you're listening to Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM.
Was dance music. It came out of the brothels, and jazz music was dance music. It came out of the brothels and the cat houses in New Orleans. The piano player and the upright bass player used to play for these people to dance around the rooms while they were waiting for their turns. I guess it was sort of like taking a number like you do nowadays when you go to the welfare. You know, the numbers are flashing on the wall. Number 46, okay. Like, this was a combination of of jism, what they used to call jism in the brothels, and ass music. The reason they called it ass music was because there was a shipload of brass instruments that was stolen off of one of those ships, and all of a sudden everybody in the ghetto had a trumpet or a sax or something that they were playing, but they had no formal training, so they called them ass musicians. So the combination of jism and ass was what you came up with when you came up with jazz. This is what they called it. And naturally, when Benny Goodman and Glenn Miller and them got into it, they had to clean it up a little bit, so they called it jazz. But your mom would tell you, stay away from them jazz musicians because they come from them low-down circumstances. What I'm saying is that somehow the description of jazz, which should have been passed on to people like Elvis Presley and to James Brown and to the people who played dance music later on, got perverted and pushed into something else altogether. And the people who had graduated from those jazz bands, who were confined to the smaller clubs and to non-moving circumstances after the Depression, when you couldn't get no gasoline and you couldn't get around too much, those became the people that they concerned, that they said carried on the jazz tradition. But what they were playing was what Frank Foster used to call black classical music. The jazz music itself, music to dance by, was still dance music. It still was carried on, but it was carried on by Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard and Elvis Presley and Chuck Berry, and later on by James Brown and the Temptations and them. That's what jazz music is. So when the question of is that jazz came up, I started to describe it in terms of what I knew it to be, dance music. Dance music from its earliest beginnings to where it is now. Prince may be one of the greatest jazz musicians in the world. Like, those are the people who play jazz music. They play jazz. They play music for you to dance by, for you to jump up and down on. And the people who play other music, music that's more thoughtful, music that's more atmosphere creating in the clubs and in the nightclubs where you sit down and ponder your yesterdays and your tomorrows over a drink. Those are the people who have inherited the jazz name, but actually the black classical attitude. And so is that jazz was a playful sort of a song, but a serious sort of question in terms of like, when is it going to be that we start to define our own art and start to describe what we do in terms that we know and that we can follow and continue with? That's what is that jazz was concerned about.
was a little nice little tune by Sam Cohen featuring Stuart Bogie on the clarinet, I'm guessing. And before that was a tune by an Australian band called Tangents. Yeah, that was a track called Terracotta off their 2018 album of the same title. Before that, we had a track by Flanger, which called Bosco's Disposable Driver. And Flanger's is one of two people. Well, there's two people, and it includes Bernd Fredman, who's quite a favourite of mine. I like a lot of his different projects. He's a sort of a renaissance man of the electronic and rhythmical sort of a world. I mean, that's a pretty big, broad bracket, but I think you could probably say that. And yeah, so that's him and a guy called Uwe Schmidt, who goes by the name of Adam Hart. And yeah, this looks like this is me for another week. I hope you've enjoyed the show, as I pretty much bang on about all every week. Each show is very different, so you know, tune in next week. See what you think. Give it a whirl. But, yeah, that's me for another night. It's been slightly jazz sort of inspired. I like to call it space junk jazz. It's, if I was floating out in the cosmos, in the middle of space, it'd be maybe the sort of soundtrack I'd enjoy. Yeah, probably the traditionalists, jazz traditionalists would be up in arms, but jazz has always had an experimental bent, I like to think. So, hey, get with the times, guys. I'm going to finish off with a little track by a woman called Gold Frap, and it's called Dear Stop, off her album Felt Mountain, which was from 2000. This is a track called Dear Stop, Gold Frap. You've been listening to The Fourth World, 98.1 FM. And keep listening. As always, we've got the classical trap coming up with some classical gems for you. Not for the aficionados, but just for the music lovers out there. This is a track. Dear Stop, Gold Frap. See you next week.